In support of an ad valorem tax increase Tuesday night. Now it's up to Alabama lawmakers to pass the proposal in the legislature before it could go to a vote from the people. Alabama Arise is calling for an end to Alabama's grocery tax. The group says it's a tax on basic survival. Alabama is one of only three states that has a grocery tax. There's a bill moving through the state house that would repeal the 4% grocery tax if it's passed. And the Salvation Army of Montgomery is one step closer to moving from its Maxwell Boulevard location. The organization has signed a memorandum of understanding to sell its buildings and property to the city of Montgomery and then purchase a new building from the city. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
I'm Cam Ward, and as a Republican candidate for the Alabama Supreme Court, I want to tell you what I believe. God, my family, and my country are the three most important things in my life. My philosophy is simple. The legislature should make laws. Judges interpret the law, not the other way around. The Second Amendment absolutely matters. Violent criminals should be kept behind bars as long as possible. And elections do matter. On March 3rd, I'm asking you to vote for me, Cam Ward, to take these values to the state Supreme Court.
Paid for by Cam Ward for Justice, P.O. Box 1749, Alabaster, Alabama.
March 3rd, voters in Autauga County Commission District 1 will have the opportunity to move the district forward or keep the status quo. Paul Beckman is ready to serve the district and turn around the failing infrastructure, help get a fair share of funding, and help our schools. Paul's not a part of the good old boy network, and there'll be no quid pro quo. Paul Beckman will be the voice that fights for what's best for Autauga County Commission District 1. Vote Paul Beckman, March 3rd.
I'm Paul Beckman, and I approve this message. Paid for the Friends of Paul Beckman at 1803 Garrett Drive, Prattville, Alabama, 36066.
I'm Beth Kellum. There are people who want me off the Court of Criminal Appeals because they think that someone else will be softer on criminals or replace criminal justice with social justice. But that's not what serving as a judge is all about. A judge's job is first and foremost to respect the Constitution. That means making sure the punishment fits the crime, and it means following the law, not legislating from the bench.
Beth Kellum brings decades of criminal and appellate law experience to the bench, and Beth Kellum's seen it all.
When you've been around criminal law for decades, you've heard everything. That's where experience counts.
Beth Kellum has the intelligence, the courage, the experience, and conservative values Alabama needs on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Re-elect Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Paid for by Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Box 241511 Montgomery 36124. BethKellum.com.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you gonna do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 20% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Stock market is down 81 points. Was down 165 points just a little while ago after being up 350. That's, anyway, you look at it, it's a 500-point round turn. It broke into a new low, lower than the low yesterday. It did that just a little while ago, busted back over the 27,000 mark. It's struggling, right? 27,000 is an important number in the stock market. Okay, let's go back to debate review here. And it's going to be talking about Stiers and Warren attack on Mike B.
But he had been slipping in the polls among black voters, the majority electorate there in the Democratic primary. You think he won some of those back?
I think potentially. Even you look at that moment with Tom Steyer where he went after him on private prisons. It's clear that he was going after some of that vote that Steyer has siphoned away from him over the last couple of months. If he can pull 3 or 4% from Steyer, maybe he can pad those numbers a bit.
Can I pick up on the point about Elizabeth Warren? With Bloomberg, she has an instinct for the jugular, right? She was going after, with Bernie Sanders, she has an instinct for the capillaries, which is to say that he is the front runner, and she needs to go after him. And she made a very interesting case at the beginning, which is we believe the same stuff, but I'm so much more effective, and it's going to get done if I get in office. That's the lane for her to make the case. You must stop this person because he's, even if he gets in office, he's not going to deliver. But she made the case and then moved on and then walloped Bloomberg again and again. I suppose the conclusion she's drawn is, let me show my stuff rather than articulating a case against Sanders and just hope people like
me. May I just say, I always like your visual analogies, the capillaries. I'm going back to biology class.
I tell you what, Gail is so much more about feeling than she is about knowledge and information. She likes something because of the way she feels about it, or the description that somebody gives, versus kind of the meat of the subject here.
And that can work on like a little morning show.
Yeah,
like,
if you're doing
up in the morning.
Well, if you're doing this kind of the casual talk type stuff.
That's work.
Doing serious debate stuff. I think she was one of the reasons why they lost control.
Yes.
Bloomberg and the CBS poll on the debate. Listen in.
Let's talk about Bloomberg for a second, because he, by his own admission, it was not his finest hour, that last debate. Did he redeem himself last night?
Well, not when you asked him the question about stop and frisk. I mean, Pete Buttigieg gave the best answer, by the way, in a stage full of white people, which about the lived experience of being an African-American. And when you asked Bloomberg about what he'd learned, he sort of gave a tactical answer. It seems to me that what he did a little bit of this, but the argument for Bloomberg is, you're not going to like a lot of things about me, but here's the deal. You care about X, Y, and Z. I've run big things. I've been in a pinch. If you look at the coronavirus, it's a challenge for a president in two ways. One, you have to believe in a system that sets up the American government to handle these things, and then when the bad stuff happens, you have to be able to manage it. And Bloomberg's argument is, I've done that. I've been tested, and you can't come into this job if you haven't been tested. That's his argument. He should have given it to every question he was asked. He didn't. He was all over the place.
If you look at the poll at the end of this debate, which shows that people were most impressed, it seems, by Bernie Sanders, then basically that says that all these other candidates failed last night.
I mean, you could say that again. Nothing really changed about the race. I do think that folks were starting to also look past South Carolina to Super Tuesday. I know Amy Klobuchar talked a little bit about Texas. She's expecting to do well in Minnesota and Colorado. I think it's interesting, too, outside of the debate, Bernie Sanders is making buys in Massachusetts, Minnesota. He's not in party unification mode. He's still in very aggressive, on his heels, on his tippy toes, trying to take out Elizabeth Warren, trying to take out Amy Klobuchar. So he has not decided to bring the party together yet. He's still deciding, I want to go after people and I want to be on the attack.
And as an anti-establishment candidate, all the attacks against him validate his underlying argument, which is
That was, so they did a poll, and Bernie, they thought, weathered the storm and did a good job. But again, if you listen to the talking heads that don't like Bernie, Biden won. Now, this is something that happened today, actually just happened a little while ago, where Clyburn, the known, very high-ranking member of Congress, endorsed Joe Biden, South Carolina. Listen in. Representative Clyburn, there you go.
Was the endorsement everyone was waiting for. Representative James Clyburn, one of the most influential politicians in this state, one of the most influential politicians in Democratic politics, said he settled on a candidate a while ago, but kept it private. Then a week ago at a funeral, an elderly constituent called him over to her pew and said, I need to hear from you. This community needs to hear from you. Today in North Charleston, South Carolina, they did.
I'm voting for Joe Biden. South Carolinians should be voting for Joe Biden. This country is great.
That's right.
That's not what our challenge is. Our challenge is making the greatness of this country accessible and affordable for all.
Clyburn talked about meeting his late wife in college after getting arrested during a civil rights sit-in. He said that he wondered in jail that day if they were doing the right thing, but he never feared for the future of this country. Now, Clyburn says he does, and the person to, quote, restore America's dignity and respect is Joe Biden. Recent polls show Biden leading in this state, but Senator Bernie Sanders is in striking distance. On the debate stage last night, Biden made a bold prediction. He said he will win the state of South Carolina and the African-American vote.
That did a lot more for him than the debate did last night. I don't, regardless of what Joe Scarborough and others say, I don't think that, I think what it is, he didn't shoot himself as the only claim to fame, and that does not make you a winner of a debate. So now, the debate on Fox and Friends this morning with Griff Jenkins, he weighs in on it. Listen in.
It was messy. It was chaotic. It got downright personal. But it was clear from the start that every candidate wanted to take their best shot at Bernie. Here's a little bit of how it went down. Watch.
Vladimir Putin thinks that Donald Trump should be president of the United States, and that's why Russia is helping you get elected.
I think I would make a better president than Bernie.
If you think the last 4 years has been chaotic, imagine spending the better part of 2020 with Bernie Sanders versus Donald Trump.
Bernie Sanders' analysis is right. I don't like his solutions. Bernie, in fact, hasn't passed much of anything.
It matters if you can actually get things done.
I'm hearing my name mentioned a little bit tonight. I wonder why.
Sanders spoke the most, and he relished being the front runner perceived by all the candidates, although Bloomberg returned, and all eyes were on him to see if he could do better than that debacle in Nevada. Again, Senator Warren going after him over women. Listen.
At least I didn't have a boss who said to me, kill it, the way that Mayor Bloomberg
never said that.
Have said to one of his...
Oh, come on. We released these women from the nondisclosure agreement. I don't know what else she wants us to do. Oh, and the trouble is, with this senator, enough is never enough.
I think the other takeaway, guys, amidst the chaos, is that Biden had a strong, passionate night, but it was marked by a lot of gaffes. When mentioning 150 million Americans, which would be essentially a third of the country, killed by gun violence since 2007, obviously not accurate, and actually none of the candidates actually challenged him on that, but Biden predicted a win here. 3 days, we'll find out whether or not that comes true.
So the conclusion of the debate is going to be based on how the reporting is of this thing. And if you listen to, like, Fox and Friends, you heard the debate review with John Dickerson and Payne, they were kind of saying that Bernie didn't do himself any harm and did okay, and Biden just was kind of there, it's kind of inert. Listen to what Major Garrett has to say. You're going to start out with the Biden winning. Major Garrett is on winning about Biden winning South Carolina. Listen to this.
The former vice president sounded confident when he spoke to Chief Washington correspondent Major Garrett right after the debate.
I'm going to win.
Securing the nominee. You're going to win.
I'm going to win South Carolina.
By how much?
I don't know.
Does it matter?
I think it's just important that I win. Just like
1 point is enough.
1 point is enough, but I think I'm going to win by a lot more than that. Look, the African-American community knows me, my record. They've known me for the last 40 years. I've kept my word. I've done everything I've said. They know who I am.
Major Garrett is with us now from Charleston. The vice president refuses to entertain any conversation that he won't win. Do you think the debate last night, I know going into it, a lot of people said they had not made up their minds. What are you hearing this morning for Vice President Biden?
Well, his camp feels very good about the night. And afterwards, before we had a chance to talk on the center stage, there were so many people who came up and wanted to shake the vice president's hands. That's not uncommon after debates. But here in South Carolina, I asked him, I said, what are they telling you? He said, they felt like we really did what we needed to do last night. And so there's nothing in terms of momentum or what Joe Biden has always had in South Carolina that dissipated last night. In fact, it may have been strengthened considerably by his performance. And it is, as the vice president said, crucial for him to win. And 1 point for him will be enough. I don't think that's going to be true for the long arc of this campaign, but a victory is a victory. Joe Biden hasn't had any. He's had a lot of distant fourth, fifth, seconds. He needs a victory here. He feels like last night got him closer.
Okay, so people don't draw their conclusion out of reports like that. And Major Garrett was kind of here or there with it. But listen to him now talking about Sanders at the debate.
Everybody pointed their attacks at Bernie Sanders last night, Major. Do you think that made a significant difference? How did Sanders do?
After the debate, talking to Mayor Pete Buttigieg, the vice president, and others, they said, look, Senator Sanders is the undisputed front runner, but he is not vetted. His record in the Senate is not known to the American public. They're not evaluating him yet as a potential president, let alone nominee. And that process needs to accelerate. It began last night in earnest. Lots of attacks on the senator's legislative record, some of his rhetoric about other countries. We heard references to Cuba, Nicaragua, etc. Whether or not the senator's record is vetted or not will be up to voters here in South Carolina. Obviously, politicians who say the front runner isn't vetted are trying to serve themselves. What voters here will suggest on Saturday and give a signal to Super Tuesday states is, do they want to take a second, deeper look at Senator Sanders, or do they want to run with the momentum he has successfully built until this point in the campaign?
So two new polls came out today, East Carolina University and Clemson. Now, again, we're not as focused on the numbers as we are the trend line. And the trend line on these, looking at these two polls, is that it's all gobbled up here. On the East Carolina, Biden at 31, Sanders at 23, Stiers at 20, Warren at 8, Buttigieg at 6. Forget Klobuchar and company here. But, you know, that's a pretty good number there. But now the Clemson poll has Biden at 35, Sanders at 13, Stiers at 17. So that to me, mixed message. You know, what is really going to happen? I think the Clyburn endorsement probably helped out a lot, but and hopefully he's got a mechanism. But here's the thing. Unless, if he wins big, that's good. Maybe we'll get an infusion of cash. But Joe Biden just doesn't have the money to keep going there. He does not have the money to go and walk into Super Tuesday 6 days from now, where he needs to be on the air at places other than South Carolina, and he's not. So he's going to be starting from scratch, and I think he's going to look like a lame duck here. Let me go to a break. Coming back, I've got more with Major Garrett. We have Brent Baer. We have so much more. We're going to be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, we've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try. Nicole S. gushes, Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard. Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think local. Think Guardian.
Would you like to live life in the fast lane? Then come into Wind Creek Wetumpka, because we're giving away not one, not two, not three, but four 2020 Mini Coopers in our Minis, Money, and More giveaway. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then come in for the grand prize drawings every Saturday in March, when you could be one of the lucky players who drives home in a 2020 Mini Cooper. So make it a Mini this March, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, this is where we are. Let's listen to the last piece of Major Garrett here talking about the debate and his analysis here. He's going to talk about the Warren strategy.
Major, Senator Warren, her performance rated favorably in the CBS poll, but that has not translated to overall poll support. Do you think she broke the streak last night and may see a bounce as a result of her performance?
So what's fascinating about Senator Warren's entire approach to last two debates in the last 2 weeks has been to do two things. One, if she's going to attack, she first attacks Mike Bloomberg. And if she says some things about Senator Sanders, they're, hey, progressives are good, progressive is right, he's on the right track, I'm just a better alternative. What does that tell us? That tells us that Senator Warren also believes there's something about Senator Sanders that's not going to last, that because he hasn't been vetted, he's going to fall. And she wants to be the progressive alternative and at the same time make sure, helpful to Sanders, but also possibly helpful to her, keep Michael Bloomberg and his millions and millions of dollars at bay. That's a fascinating strategy. I'm not sure it's going to work, but it is the one she has played now consecutively in two straight debates. That tells you that's the one she's going to stick with.
Now, interestingly enough, an alternative to that concept by Major Garrett, that she's waiting for Bernie to stumble. She was amazingly nice to him last night. The worst she said was, I think I'd make a better president. And that, in my humble opinion type thing. All was going on is she wants a presence on the stage. She's just going to be kind of Bernie's wingman, attack the guy who could do more damage to Bernie than anybody. If you think about it, Joe Biden cannot do damage to Bernie. Joe Biden is basically nothing. He's an ert around Bernie. The only guy that could really hurt Bernie is the guy that could put $1 billion into this race, and that is Mike Bloomberg. Stiers, I think after South Carolina, unless he comes in number two, which is a possibility. He did hire all of Obama's people. But I think the Clyburn thing probably messed him up with that. But she can just be in the slipstream. I think he goes away. Bloomberg has got to do really well. He's got to actually win a state on Super Tuesday. I'm not sure where he can win. Right now, Bernie is going to win Texas. He's going to win California. He is going to do extremely well in some states. Bloomberg could do well and pull out of Alabama because of his ADC look that he's got. He could help out with some others. You've got Massachusetts that Bernie could actually win in against Elizabeth Warren, which would be the death knell for her right there. But I think she's still going to be nice. She's still going to be in a stage presence. And I think they've kind of got some deal going on. They've got some pack agreement here. Because, as I said, who could get along with Bernie? And the only person to get along with Bernie is Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
I think Elizabeth would speak her mind to him, but she's not going to go rip him a new one and call him crazy like Amy or anybody. I mean, I don't think there's anybody I could think of that could get along with him. There's nobody that he's compatible with as an actual elected official that brings some type of credentials to the table. He hadn't passed anything. He's very unknowledgeable about the legislative process. He's kind of like Rand Paul. He's got knowledge about things. He's got ideals and stuff, but he doesn't want to get into the fray of
and at least Rand has passed some stuff. Bernie, I don't think, has passed a damn thing.
Well, he would vote against the bill that he benefited from.
Well, that's Ron. Ron Paul.
Ron Paul, yeah.
Yeah, Ron Paul would definitely do that.
I don't know. I think it's going to be really something to watch. And what we have, there's not a debate between now and Super Tuesday. The next debate is after Super Tuesday, when we have that kind of onesie and twosies, and then we have another mini Super Tuesday at the end of March that's there. And so this was it. This was kind of it. And so now it's all about money and all about momentum. It's all about speech. So who's drawing the big crowds? Bernie. Yeah. Who's got the money? Mike Bloomberg.
I thought Bloomberg in particular left a lot on the table in that I don't understand why Bloomberg didn't just take a shot at Bernie Sanders on economics, on business, saying you don't know what you're talking about.
He absolutely missed so many opportunities that were there. And I think people are either scared to give him the advice or not giving him the advice, or he's not paying attention to the advice. Because the two of us have sat down and said, this is what you need to do, and you need to go after Bernie. You need to do on substance. You need to do on economic facts. And you need to just stay with facts and use the term that's not true when they answer things. But he's got a little bit of a problem when he talks now with the truth. Okay, so let's move on now to Bret Baier. Talking about the Democrat debate last night.
As we expected, Bernie Sanders is the official front runner now, so that means you're going to take the most incoming.
It is. And, you know, think about this. He's run for president before, but he's never been that guy, the guy that everybody's going after in the spotlight. And this was that night. The debate overall was pretty messy, chaotic. Mm-hmm. There were hand-waving. It was really loud. It seemed like that Will Ferrell character who couldn't control the tone and pitch of his voice when he's talking. Some of that happened, but you're right. The candidates, most of them, were trained on Sanders, a few of them here.
I'll tell you exactly what it adds up to. It adds up to 4 more years of Donald Trump, Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House, and the inability to get the Senate into Democratic hands. The time has come for us to stop acting like the presidency is the only office that matters. Not only is this a way to get Donald Trump reelected, we got a House to worry about. We got a Senate to worry about. And this is really important. Look, hello. If you want to keep the House in Democratic hands, you might want to check with the people who actually turned the House blue.
I am the only one in the New Hampshire debate when asked if we had a problem with a socialist leading the ticket that raised my hand. According to Vanderbilt University in Tennessee, last Congress, I was the most effective Democrat in the U.S. Senate on 15 metrics. Bernie and Elizabeth were in the bottom half.
Bernie, in fact, hasn't passed much of anything. The fact of the matter is, but I get to answer that. The fact is, here's the deal. I'm not out of time. You spoke over time, and I'm going to talk.
There were a lot of those moments where I'm not out of time, and then he caught himself and said, it must be my Catholic upbringing. I stop when I'm told to stop. Joe Biden had a better than average night, I think, and that may be really all he needs for South Carolina. But there were a couple of stumbles like he always makes. At one point, he said there were 150 million people killed since 2007 in gun violence. I mean, that's in the U.S., half the country. I think he meant 150,000 in that time frame. So it was, you know, okay.
It was okay.
I actually thought the I'm going to talk moment was one of Biden's best moments of his campaign.
That was definitely one of his best moments. And he's that when he does that tough guy like that, he actually is pretty good. But he's going to follow it up with something. That was his problem. The anger is good. The swing and the pitch is not good.
And it came to me last night, a lot of these candidates try to throw around stats and numbers. You ever really hear Trump do that? He might give a banner number with unemployment, but he usually stays away from numbers.
It's usually, it's the best in history.
Right, the most historic unemployment ever.
Well, we're going to go to a break, and we'll come back. We're going to finish up with Bret Baier, but Bloomberg kind of slipped with something last night. And you heard him just mention it about turning the house blue. Well, Bloomberg took credit for it because he actually thinks he's got ownership of some people. We're going to be back with that right after this.
Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
C-Squared Performance Automotive is now open at 715 Madison Avenue. And March 2nd is our grand opening celebration. Join us for good food and specials all day. Like $25 for a standard oil change and $50 for a synthetic oil change. Stop in and see Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Join us March 2nd. All day for our grand opening celebration with great specials and good food. You will trust us and your car will love us. C-Squared Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Come on, boy, finish your business and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. The Trump administration scores a win in the sanctuary city's fight.
The decision by the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals overturned a lower court's decision ordering the administration to release funding to New York City and seven states. The Second Circuit ruled that the U.S. Attorney General can impose conditions on states and cities receiving federal money.
Fox's John Decker. President Trump slated to talk about the coronavirus outbreak tonight at 6 Eastern. While things are fairly under control in the U.S., Dr. Anthony Fauci with the NIH says
there's the danger that this will turn into a true pandemic.
And a cell phone battery charger catching fire, forcing an emergency landing this morning on a United Airlines flight heading to the Bahamas from Newark, New Jersey. The 130 people landing safely at Daytona Beach International Airport. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Mostly cloudy, breezy today. A few spotty showers possible as the latest cold front sweeps through the state. Highs in the upper 50s, but dropping by late afternoon and this evening to the 40s. We'll end up with an overnight low temperature down to about 31, but the morning wind chill by dawn down to the low 20s. Tomorrow, sunshine, but rather raw, high 49, a little breezy, down to 29 by first thing on Friday morning. Friday's high in the upper 50s to around 60, a windy day, then colder again with the next front on Friday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Commander Lynn Cheney, the number three person in the House of in the Republican side of the Congress, is going to be calling in at 2:05 today. We'll be talking to her. Look forward to that discussion. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Soldier Boy. Soldier Boy, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you for taking my call today.
Absolutely.
Hey, last night was great.
It was indeed.
It lived up to its hype. It was better than that heavyweight boxing match.
Okay.
Let's talk about Elizabeth Warren first. Oh, Pocahontas.
Yes.
Pocahontas. Man, I tell you, she rode shotgun for old Bernie last night, tucked it under his hip. Didn't go after Bernie one time.
So what do you think's up with that?
Well, I've seen Bernie's wife. I've seen Elizabeth Warren. I don't know.
But I think wait.
You're going to think that yourself there, you know, so, okay. I'll leave it at that. The next thing is, if Elizabeth Warren tells one more stupid story, I'm going to pass out. What is up with that, Dan?
That's, her life's a giant story.
Oh, yeah, it is. And then she said, I remember when I was 22 and I was pregnant, and I was like, whoa, that's when I spit my beer all over my screen of my television. Because I had a visual. I sound like Bernie. I had a visual. And the next thing I know, she's going back telling stories again. But at least the mayor stood up for himself a little bit last night.
He did.
But boy, did she keep attacking him left and right. She's like a little gnat. And I kind of felt sorry for the mayor after a while. Because, you know, he kept answering her questions. And she just like a pit bull kept on. She would not shut up. I would love to meet her husband.
Well, he's the guy without, never mind.
missing some appendages.
Yeah, missing some body parts.
Oh, my God. I was like, and then Bernie last night, I mean, did they put him in the center for a particular reason? And boy, did he brag. What a narcissist. Oh, all the polls are me at the first place. That's everybody. Come attacking me. My name get mentioned all the time. Can I answer?
They do the order. The center stage goes to the person at the highest percentage in the in polls.
I still don't think they went for the jugular vein on him last night. They look like a bunch of wimps. The Democrats trying to hold each other kumbaya hand last night. They didn't do what they had to. The mission was.
I thought they were trying to go after Bernie. I just didn't think they were very effective at it.
Well, I agree. They did go after him, but they didn't go. I mean, they counterpunched with him back and forth. I don't think anybody went for the KO.
Okay. Now, I don't think anybody. Well, Pete Buttigieg did the best job of kind of explaining why you shouldn't support Bernie, and doing the down ballot thing the way he did it, I thought that was good, but it wasn't powerful enough.
Well, the former vice president couldn't say anything without mentioning Barack Obama's name in it. He's riding that shirt tail.
Yeah, let me tell you something. He's out. He's totally out. You would think that, you know, he made every decision in the Obama administration. He took credit for everything. And it just didn't come across genuine. It didn't come across real. Mistakes he made, the $150 million, that was bad. I wrote the bill, and Gorbachev said, no, you didn't. type thing. He just keeps making mistakes.
Well, and this whole time, Biden's pitch has been, remember the Obama years, or get the band back together, but it'd be like the Eagles saying, we're going to get the band back together, but no Don Henley on this tour at all.
Yeah.
It's like, you need Obama for that band to work, not Biden.
And here's what's so embarrassing. Here, you worked for this man for 8 years, and he won't endorse you.
Yeah.
What does that say?
Says that he's got a problem. Well, no. He said he didn't want his endorsement. He asked him not to endorse him. Yeah, you
believe
that?
Mentioned his name. No, because he mentioned his name every other word last night.
Of course.
What a
liar, liar, pants on fire. You know.
Did they just take a Biden on there on the ticket, on the Democratic ticket, because he was a part of the old white man establishment of the Democrats when Obama ran?
Well,
he needed somebody.
Actually, he needed to have somebody that was not as liberal as he was. And at that time, Biden was pretty damn conservative for a Democrat.
A moderate, right? Whatever they consider.
No, I mean, if you consider some of the things he voted for and the way he did, he was a much more moderate, centrist Democrat.
And Biden knew how to work the Senate, and Obama already had a good relationship with him.
Because it kind of reminds me of John F. Kennedy. JFK didn't want LBJ on the ticket. That was a Democratic committee that wanted him to have LBJ, because he didn't want LBJ.
Yeah, he didn't want LBJ, but he wanted Texas.
Yeah. Oh, that's the only way he could carry that is take that on along with
by him. A sliver of votes.
Well, for the same reason.
49.
Same reason he probably should not have picked LBJ as his vice president. Nobody should pick Hillary Clinton as their vice president.
Bingo.
So, do you see any vice presidential candidates up there? It almost looks like Elizabeth Warren's ready to go in the pocket of old Bernie.
Yeah, I think Elizabeth Warren is running for vice president. And it's like I said, the only person that Bernie Sanders can get along with is Elizabeth Warren. There's nobody on that stage that Bernie could tap that could work with Bernie. Nobody.
Wow. Do you think Bernie can get the African-American vote?
He won't do as well as Biden, but he won't do as poorly as Buttigieg or Amy Klobuchar.
I agree with that. I remember what you told me, too. You said, watch and watch for Elizabeth Warren, that she was in the pocket of old Bernie. And I sat there and watched. I said, damn. But after my third or fourth beer, I said, I almost called you, Dan. I said, damn, you're right.
There you go.
Because she stood there, and everybody's... It's like a WWE Royal Rumble, and everybody's swinging, throwing people over the top ring rope. But here's Elizabeth Warren in the corner, just waiting for everything to clear up and everything. Let everybody take swipes at each other, and then I'll just come here and defend old Bernster.
Yeah, well, she was definitely being a wingman. She definitely was doing the wing job.
So obvious.
And the job of a wingman is to protect the principal.
Well, she did a great job. I was waiting for Bernie to. It's only a matter of time. Now, Bernie hasn't shown his medical records. Is that the big deal now?
He has not shown his medical records. They're about to produce some doctors that are going to talk about why it's important, and they're going to ask some key questions. Where are the stents? Was there any damage to the heart? I've already had a cardiologist that has talked to me about this. Uh-huh. It's how much blood is the heart actually able to pump, and there's a test you can do for that. And there are a lot of questions that need to be asked, because if he's got muscle damage, because the heart is a muscle, and when he explained it to me, if he's got muscle damage, then his longevity has been reduced substantially, particularly if you're in a stressful job.
Well, that muscle on his jaw seems to be working quite fine.
It does, and in his hand when he's pointing.
can we hold those hands down? Could he talk?
Let me tell you what I've done. Is I now, when I watch Bernie, I turn the volume down, I rewind it, and he's got the exact same hand movement. He does a big stroke of with his last word is a stroke of the hand, but then he goes and he puts his hand down, finger down for every word he's trying to emphasize.
Did you notice Bernie did one
it's
thing?
Usually four.
It was quite obvious last night. The first, it's like a football coach when he plays. He's got his first 10 plays that he's going to, play no matter what happens, right? The playlist, and then he'll adjust the game accordingly during the game. Bernie had the same dang. I played the first one. And the second debate, he had the same darn talking points for the first 10, 15 minutes of his rambling of his mouth. Same things. Exactly, word for word. And that the Democrats need to do, all they said last night, who's the strongest candidate to beat Trump and everything. But you know what's so funny is, they're so focused on just beating him and their hatred for him, they're not really presenting anything to the American public that's actually factual.
Give him applause for that. That is exactly what the problem is. They're all talking about how they can beat Trump, but they can't win against each other. And they're in la-la land because they're quoting registered voter polls. It's all about trying to beat Trump. They have no substance. The only guy who's got any type of policies out there is Bernie Sanders. And guess who's winning? Bernie Sanders.
Exactly. It's like, don't tell me what other people are doing and talk bad about other people. Tell me what you're going to do. And they're not. They're just focused on Trump hatred. That's their number one point that they want to make before they even start to get into anything. Three-person race, Dan, now, right?
Well, where's Biden in that three? Is Biden in the three?
Well, I think it's going to be the mayor. I think it's going to be Biden, and I think it's going to be, Bernster.
I think you may be surprised at how poorly Bloomberg does on Super Tuesday.
Well, they're predicting he's going to take two or three states at least.
Well, he's going to win at least one, but it depends on which one that is. And Alabama may be the fooling state for him because of the groundwork he's done here. But he's not going to win because he's a popular demand. He's going to win because he's been Jimmy in the system. And I just don't think he's going to do that well on Super Tuesday.
I like his best thing. They asked him, the number one thing that he's misconceived about him, that he said that he's over 6 foot tall.
Yeah, that was good.
That was a good one, wasn't it? I got to give him that.
Yeah,
so you don't think it's a three-person race anymore?
I think what's going to happen is Biden is probably going to be rescued on Saturday and is going to win, but not by much. If he, for some reason, comes in second, then he's toast. But he's got to have a win. It's a question how big. He didn't have the money to play.
That's what I was going to ask you. I heard he's low on money.
He didn't have the money to play in Super Tuesday. His burn rate is high. Money's not coming in. And Bloomberg, I just do not think he is going to perform as well as he thinks he's going to perform. I think Bernie is going to tear him up in Texas, tear him up in California, and I think that he could win Massachusetts. He certainly will win Vermont. But
what about the superdelegates? If they get there to the convention and nobody has the majority, is it going to be all-out war?
Yeah, then what you're going to do is you're going to go to a second ballot, and I think it's going to depend on where Bernie is in the delegate count. If he is,
how close he is, right?
Yeah, if he's like at 1,700 and the number is 1,900, then they better give it to Bernie because he's going to burn the house down. If he's down by 500 votes and he's tied, he's pretty close with Bloomberg and some other people, that's a different story. But if Bloomberg does not do well on Tuesday and Bernie does well on Tuesday, it's over. Bernie's going to be the nominee.
Did you hear how he bragged last night that it was like 50-47? All the polls have him beating Trump.
Well, the polls he's citing are either registered voter polls or adult polls. They're not likely voters.
Exactly. All right, gentlemen, I appreciate it. I hope we stay dry today. We're supposed to, right, Dan?
Yeah, yep. I don't see any rain in the forecast, but we got cold coming in.
Okay, I can handle that.
Thanks.
All right, you have a great day, guys.
Adios. Going to be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
make the decision to sell your home, what should you look for in a real estate agent? Someone who communicates well with you, an agent who is engaged from start to finish, one with experience, knowledge, and proven results?
We're Paul and Christy Miller with Wallace and Moody Realty, and we can promise you all that and more. If you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millow.
Action, adrenaline, big wrecks, and bigger laughs. The SLE Rodeo is bringing the best in PRCA bucking stock and entertainment by hometown rodeo clown Trent McFarland. Join us at Garrett Coliseum March 19th through the 21st. Learn more at slerodeo.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are today. Reminder, we have Liz Cheney calling in on 205 today. She's the number three person in the House. It's it's a very important position that she has as chair of the Republican caucus.
So it's McCarthy, Scalise, and Cheney.
Cheney, correct. Let's continue on with Brent Baer on Bloomberg.
Talking over each other and then demanding that they stop. And, you know, like you said, there was one time or a couple times where he said, I'm not going to stop talking. Everyone else is ignoring the rules, so I'm just going to keep going. And he actually got a cheer at one point from
the
audience.
But then he stopped because he ran out of things to say.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Like, and your time is still not up. Okay, so the other target tonight, Michael Bloomberg, who is, you know, second time on the stage, expectations based on his performance last time. How'd he do?
Well, those expectations were pretty low. I mean, that was a low bar from last time. So he did do better than last time. Elizabeth Warren again swinging out against the former New York mayor, Mike Bloomberg. And, you know, he had some really tough lines where clearly his debate prep people, who are obviously getting paid a lot of money, gave him some lines to memorize and some jokes, but they really fell flat.
Vladimir Putin thinks that Donald Trump should be president of the United States, and that's why Russia is helping you get elected, so you'll lose him.
At least I didn't have a boss who said to me, kill it, the way that Mayor Bloomberg
never
said
that.
Have said to one of his pregnant employees. People want a chance to hear. People want a chance to hear. From the women who
I never said that. I'm surprised they show up because I would have thought after I did such a good job in beating them last week that they'd be a little bit afraid to do that. What's right for New York City isn't necessarily right for all the other cities. Otherwise, you'd have a naked cowboy in every city.
Now, somebody in the middle of the country who maybe hasn't been to Times Square where the naked cowboy is the guy with the guitar. Mm-hmm. They have no clue what he was talking about there. And so I just think it missed. His best part of the night may have been the commercials that aired during the actual debate. And there were many of Bloomberg commercials, and he's still spending a lot of money.
Okay, so Bloomberg said something during the debate that was kind of curious. And he was talking about, I am the one that put $100 million into the midterm elections. But listen to what he says and tell me if you hear the same thing I did.
Let's just go on the record. They talk about 40 Democrats. 21 of those were people that I spent $100 million to help elect. All of the new Democrats that came in and put Nancy Pelosi in charge and gave the Congress the ability to control this president, I got them.
I bought that. That's what he's going to say.
And he had to catch himself.
Wow.
That's an amazing amount of arrogance there. And I put $100 million in there.
Yeah, it really is a testament. It doesn't matter how much money you have, whether you're Bloomberg or Steyer, you actually have to be able to sell yourself and be a... That's what Trump's... He's so unique. He's strangely a very genuine person up there on the stage where he doesn't apologize.
Well, and Trump connects with people.
Yeah.
Bloomberg does not. That's why what happens is you see all the ads and then you see him up on the debate stage. It doesn't match up. And
he's
so therefore
funny.
It fails.
Yeah, he doesn't connect at all.
Is that personal or something? I think he would have been much better off not doing the debates.
Right.
And I think he would have sailed through Super Tuesday, then have done the debate, and then they would have gone, oh, my God, what have we done?
Right.
That's why I just don't think it's going to match up for him. So let's continue on with Brett Baer talking about Bernie, and he declares him the winner.
There was a lot of Bernie time. Tonight, as well. And, you know, he had to deal with a couple of contentious topics.
I think that this was not a great debate for Bernie Sanders. Of debates, he's usually kind of the focus, but he kind of make sure that it's he hits his marks. There were a couple times he was thrown off. At one time, he had a back and forth with the audience where he was saying, really, really, to the audience, which was kind of an interesting moment. But at the end, kind of gained his traction and even talked about Israel and how his Jewish heritage factors in.
The way we are going to beat Trump, which is what everybody up here wants, is we need a campaign of energy and excitement. We need to have the largest voter turnout in the history of the United States. We need to bring working people back into the Democratic Party. We need to get young people voting in a way they have never done before. That is what our campaign is about. I am very proud of being Jewish. I actually lived in Israel for some months. But what I happen to believe is that right now, sadly, tragically, in Israel, through Bibi Netanyahu, you have a reactionary racist who is now running that country. We have got to have a policy that reaches out to the Palestinians and the Americans.
So he was under attack, but he's also on the rise in the polls. Mm-hmm. And remember that it's not just about South Carolina. It's about Super Tuesday. That's only 3 days later. And it really is his, he's got the momentum that he could get proportional delegates along the way, mm-hmm. all the way to Milwaukee. Mayor Pete had some good lines, some good moments. Amy Klobuchar had some good lines, some good moments. So did Joe Biden. But was there one of them that stood out that is going to clear the field to be the one candidate against Bernie Sanders? I didn't see that. So then Bernie Sanders mm-hmm. is the winner.
Interesting. And I think that if you looked at it in the way that Brett Baer is looking, I don't think I think he's playing it straight down the middle. That's why he did win, because he was able to fend it off, and nobody else really did anything well. And folks, I tell you, come Super, it doesn't matter on Saturday. If he does well on Saturday in South Carolina, that's a plus. But he can come in back 8 points. That would help Biden out. If he comes in tighter than that, that helps Bernie out. But Super Tuesday, I think, is going to shock some people for Bernie Sanders. And the one guy who's going to be really shocked is going to be Michael Bloomberg. He is spending, right now, an estimated $100 million in TV in California.
Wow.
$100 million. That is amazing. Dan Marshall will be back with Liz Cheney after our top of the hour break.